Blog Talk Radio.
Alafia, greetings, family. Welcome to the Care to Read Room. You've got your Omienka 7 coming to you from my studio. My studio is acting up. And you know how we do in Blog Talk? If we have to, we get around it, okay? Because sometimes the professionalism is not there when you need it. But nevertheless, ladies and gentlemen, we know how to get around a situation. So how's everyone doing this evening? I hope you're doing very well. We're glad that you could join us this evening. And we're still on the topic of Black History Month. That's right. We're still on the topic of Black History Month. And we will be still on the topic for a while now, ladies and gentlemen, until the end of this month. And I know you understand why we have to stay on the job. We have to stay on the job, ladies and gentlemen, 24/7. We can't give up because, see, our work is never done. We have things that we have to do, people we have to see, and we have to talk about our situation, ladies and gentlemen. And I don't know about you, but I'm pretty doggone sick of the Black people being on the bottom for everything. I'm tired of it. I really am. And it seems like we can't get a fair shake anywhere we go. But we're going to have to shake that off. Say shake it off. Somebody say shake it off. We're going to have to shake it off. That's right. We're going to have to shake it off. And when I mean shake it off, that means that this old cliche about us being at the bottom of everything and Johnny come lately, it's going to have to change. And the only way it can change, ladies and gentlemen, we must make that change. And, you know, Michael Jackson realized that as he got older, and it was a little bit too late for him to really put everything together so he could really see from what perspective he was going to make that change. Now, I'm saying to you, ladies and gentlemen, we can make that change together, and Michael Jackson can still benefit from it. You know, his aura is still left in the atmosphere, and we can benefit from it. Those who think because he's gone away from among us that we can't access him, that's why I keep telling y'all and teaching y'all how to get in the spirit. You can access any person that lived on this planet at one time. They're not gone anywhere. They're stronger now than they ever were. Their power and spirit is much stronger now. Now, I was talking to a few friends of mine, and we brought up the subject of Oprah Winfrey. And somebody wanted to say, you know, Oprah's gotten away from God. Oprah thinks she's God. Well, you know what? I told them that Oprah knows the concept of God living within inside of her. Tupac Choli and all of the people she brought before her to train her, she is not an idiot. She's a brilliant woman, or she would have never been in a position in to this day. Now, how is it that somebody is dirt poor going to make a statement about Oprah and her spiritual relationship with God, when they don't even know if the relationship they have with God is right? No, I had to stand up for my sister Oprah Winfrey and say, she's always seeking out the spiritual thing. That's probably why she's been so immensely blessed in everything she does. Now, the only thing I did have against the whole conversation was, I think we're usually blessed in specific places, and God blesses us in certain geographical areas. She was blessed here. I felt that this is where God gave her the blessing and gave her favor, and this is where she should have stayed. But as far as her spirituality goes, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not the least bit puzzled about her spirituality. I am glad that this woman is very, very open with who she thinks God is. I'm glad that she has not pigeonholed herself into one spot, and she's open to embrace all denominations of people. Now, as far as what she thinks about gays and lesbians, that's her business. That's none of my business. Everybody wants to judge for somebody. So what do you want to do? You want to pack all the gays up and send them out to Africa and treat them like slaves too? No, they have to be treated like human beings. Everybody must have rights. When we become Christians, we start judging everything. We start making the decision as if we're God. So I help Oprah to say that, yes, she ought to look at herself as one of the queens. And if she's not the God, she's pretty darn close to it, I would say, because she's lived a life like a queen and a goddess. And I want to say one thing to the listening audience. Keep your mouth off Oprah. She does a lot of things around here for us that we don't even know about. She probably have kept the vulture away from us and held back the hand that could have been dealt to us, and we don't even know it. We don't even know it. We're so busy trying to judge her, and every time she gets a dollar, she's trying to get a dollar in one of our hands. No, I like the lady. As a matter of fact, I respect her. She's my idol. And I beg to differ with people that want to bring Oprah down. Her show can't go on forever. Maybe it's time for her to make a transition into something else. But she's been successful. How many years do you need to put in before you know you've been successful? How many? But we shouldn't go talking and snickering behind her back, wanting her spot if we could get it, and want to be on TV and do her thing, thinking we could out-poke the Pope. Well, I don't think so, because the girl came from a long line of mediators and orators, and she could talk rings around anyone. So I give her all the prompts that's necessary, and I say that you ought to give her prompts also. And don't forget where she came from. She came from Mississippi, from an area where people were all struggling. So she worked her way up the rough side of the mountain. Nobody gave her anything. And that's what's wrong with us as African Americans. We always think that somebody had it easier when they make it to the top. That doesn't necessarily mean they had it easier. She could have blown all her money like everybody else did and filed bankruptcy. And she could have been sitting in the poorhouse too. But look at her. She's not. She owns places and houses all over the place, and people are jealous of that. And why can't she get in one place and just stay there? Why should she have to? When God has made it easy for her to reside in many cities and states and countries, if I was in her shoes, I would do the same thing, travel, and to my discretion, live wherever I please. Now, please, women, stop talking about your idols and your heroes. Quit putting them down. That's what's wrong with us, ladies. We find somebody we can look up to, somebody that the white folks respect, and then we go talking against that black person with a white person, trying to devastate that person, putting that person at arm's length to be in danger, because, you know, once we all as Africans turn on another black, that gives other people the right to demonize them. So I say stop it. That's what's happened to all of our leaders. We've given them the right to demonize them. Then they set them out front as if they're a hero. Then they pull the red carpet from up under them. Then they assassinate them. Well, you know what? Oprah believes in the spirit, reincarnation, and death, life after death, and all of it, and the ancestors. That's why she's still around here, and that's why nobody's going to take her out, because she's got a divine line of people protecting and guiding her. And because of that, she consults the highest priestess that there are, Iyanna Van Zandt, for her direction, the Yoruba priestess. So, yes, it sounds like I'm very upset, and I am. I don't like people calling me or getting on the phone want to gossip with me about somebody that's my idol. I will set them straight real quick. Oprah Winfrey is my idol. Whenever she's anywhere, I want to be close to her. And just like you, you ought to want to be close to her too. The woman is brilliant, and God has blessed her and gave her favor. And whatever she's doing, I'm telling you, folks, she's in right standing with God. Now, she speaks highly of the homosexuals and of those various different people who think differently. She's not telling you to be one. She's saying respect them and give them their proper places. Now, if she gets authority to make some decisions, I'm sure everything is going to change, because we've been so narrow-minded about everything, and we've been racist to everybody we think we can be racist to, because we think we got the church to back us up. Well, I'm here to tell you, just because there's a church on every corner, just as I was reading you from Carter G. Wilson's book, The Miseducation of the Negroes, the church was not set up for you, ladies and gentlemen, black folks. I want you to know that it wasn't set up for you. It was for those people who could not have good character and good conduct. Good character and good conduct came up out of you. You were the caller to prayer. You were the living temple. So you didn't need a church, but you wanted to have what the white folks want. You said, well, I'm just as good as the white folks. You know something? You have to say something different. You have to say that I require something different. You didn't require a church. It was nothing in the church that God ever told you to go into. You didn't see Jesus going in the church, and he didn't build any churches. Just because your city is loaded with churches on every corner, be aware. Because the man that built the churches and put the churches up and colonized people, he told them what to preach. And when he decided to give the churches over to the African American, he also told them what to preach too, and gave them a little cut on the side for narrowing and changing the procedures so that they would meet the requirement of the slave masters. It's another way of enslaving you folks. Like it or not, look it up in the Miseducation of the Negroes, and you will see what I mean. The black folks that went into the churches, they went in there to set up resurrectionists and to organize. It became a place of business for them. They knew how to reach God in the silence and quietness of their own sheds. They didn't have to go into a temple to find God. God was already inside of them. So stop fooling yourself. So we get so sanctimonious that we start segregating ourselves from so-called sinners and saints. I want you to know that your works are as filthy as rags. And God said your heart is desperately wicked, and who could know it? So we can't merit enough. We can't profit enough to be as clean and holy as we'd like to be. So we're all struggling up the rough side of the mountain. We're all trying to pave our way to the next highest place, and we're all getting up out of bankruptcy overnight. And we're two paychecks from welfare. So stop pretending. And just because Oprah has it well and God has blessed her, don't think she hasn't cried for us one night. Don't think that she hasn't slumbered in her sleep and figured out how she could bless us. Don't think that she hasn't called us to the table to give us something. And she's still trying to get things in our hand. Leave the woman alone. Quit talking against her. Pray for her. And to those that despitefully use her, pray for them too. We've got to learn how to be loyal and loyal to something. Black folks have not learned how to be loyal to themselves or their own people. And they'll turn on their people at the drop of a hat. And I'm telling you, struggle does not always mean that it's something bad. Struggle can also mean you're building perseverance and character. She's probably had struggle in her life, and her character was built and formed from all the struggle. I know mine has, but I'm not going to allow for our heroes to be desecrated in my presence. And as long as I have the advocacy rolling and boiling up in me, I'm going to stand on her account and speak out against her. Her television station is just getting off the ground. So what if it's not like the other television station? She might want to change and do something different. But we don't go tearing her down amongst other people. We don't do that. Some people have not learned anything at home but how to perpetuate the relentless theory and continue to destroy their own self. Now, I want to say something, ladies and gentlemen. This session was to talk about queens, and I had invited some queens to come in here to talk about what a queen should do. But Blog Talk decided that we have guests, and they decided that this technology was not going to work for me. But contrary, my friend, God has put me in a position to say what is necessary. But I want you to understand one thing. Long as I can possess a microphone and a mic, I'm going to lift up my voice like a trumpet and show the house of Jacob their transgression. Now, leave Oprah alone, and I mean it, because people want you of different races to come against her, and if enough of you come against her, you'll destroy her with your very own hand. Now, she may have to lead us to the promised land. She led Barack Obama to the presidency. She's something like a god or other. She might have to lead us out of this country for our safety. Now leave Oprah Winfrey alone. She might have to get a boat and put you and your babies on it. And your old man too. So if you think you're all high and mighty that you can get with white folks and talk against our sister, then you're wrong. You don't air your dirty laundry amongst other people who already are looking to put her down. If you got something to say, and if it's nothing good, keep it to yourself. But we've got to stop this stuff, family. We've got to stop it. A queen doesn't act like that. A queen doesn't entertain small discussions. Because just as you come to tear Oprah Winfrey down, my God, you come after me next too. And I know it, and you know I know it. You'll come after me next. Yes, you will. And you know something else? Don't think that I don't know that people are secretly spying and wondering how they can put the lights out of all of us women who speak out. But don't ever think for a minute that God's hand is not around his people. God has angels encamped around his special people who have been called to speak out against injustice. And there's nothing that no one can do to them until the proper time. If God didn't give you the authority, then you don't have the right to raise your hand against any one of God's prophets that he's called forward. Lest you and your children will be desecrated down to the thousandth generation. And there's so many people that want to hate for no reason. They want to desecrate and shut people up because they think that they can silence your voice by taking away a few little amenities. Well, God is in control of all of this stuff. And all I need to do is tell God on somebody, and God will step in and make a change. And he might give the whole establishment over to his people. Watch for it. Just watch for it. God might give the whole establishment over to his people. So I'm saying to you, loved ones and brothers and sisters, don't give the enemy an inch. Don't give the enemy a chance to bring your brothers and sisters down, and don't help them do it. They say that in order for a leader of a black race to be destroyed, they must first have one of their own kind to assist and aid. And that's what it was for Garvey. One of his own inside people turned him in. Now, we've got to stop perpetuating the Willie Lynch theory, and we've got to stop it now and take that consultation and tear it down. Somebody say, tear it down. So I'm just going to stop and let you know right now. This is going to be a session on how to prevent the Willie Lynch theory from happening amongst queens. Because women, we start the first step of gossiping, carrying garbage and being a garbage pail collector of talk and chat and chit-chat and all of the stuff like that. I'm going to tell you like Aretha Franklin said, girl, I don't have time to chit and chat with you, because when my man comes, I don't want nobody sitting around my man and me. I'm going to just tell you, stop the gossiping, women. If you really a queen, take it from Aretha Franklin. Stop the chit and the chat. Because if you don't, just as you come down on somebody like Oprah, guess what? A pile of bricks is getting ready to fall on you. And don't think that your house can't be shaken. So I'm saying this for the benefit of those sisters out there who have been turning their nose up at Oprah and waiting for her to fail and for her to collapse and waiting for the white man to say, see, I told you so, and now you're getting with the white man and you out poking the Pope against Oprah. Stop it. I say stop it. Now let's go to the throne of grace, and we're going to petition God on this matter, petitioning God on this matter to bring us to a point. Well, we don't have to do this kind of thing. Queens don't subject themselves to that level. Queens don't have to, because we are in authority. And when you're in authority, you act like you own everything, and you proceed as if everything is in your grasp and your throne. That's why you see Oprah do the things she do. If she gets up and leaves the city because things don't go her way, she has every right to do that. She's royalty. She's regal. Now, when you going to get some regalness about yourself and royalty? When you start feeling it and speaking it into existence. When you speak a thing into existence, that's what gives you authority, people. Now, stand with me as we go to the throne of grace and petition God, as we call on our ancestors. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I can't see anybody in my audience. I can't see anyone. And you know what? Blog Talk has taken care of that. But nevertheless, I am going to preach this message today. As I purify myself, I pour libations to Akamari and say, Ashe. I pour libations to my Father's Spirit and say, Ashe. I pour libations to my Mother's Spirit, I say, Ashe. I pour libations to the East and I say, Ashe. I pour libations to the West and I say, Ashe. I pour libations to the North and I say, Ashe. I pour libations to the South and I say, Ashe. I light a candle for my Father's Spirit. I light a candle to my Mother's Spirit and say, Ashe. Ladies and gentlemen, you are now standing on holy ground. Father God, we petition you today on this night, on this eve, that you would strengthen our dear sister, Oprah Winfrey, who has been more than a sister to us. She's been something like a God or other. And if she has a ministry unto her own, then, Father, so be it. If you've lifted that dear woman up to carry a message, I say, Lord, have mercy on her and protect her and give her the words to say and create a camp of angels around her. And those that would seek to destroy her or penetrate her, Father, Father, I ask that you have mercy upon them. And, Lord, if we get one or two heroes that has the ability to rub two pennies together and to be able to make it happen financially for us, let us rally around those people, because, God, you are the one that gives us the ability to get rich and not ourselves. And, Father, I just implore you to speak to our common sisters out there who are thinking commonly and not royally. Tell them that they have royalty and that they're regal in their own house. They are the queen. And if they choose to call themselves a god, let them call themselves the goddess. Because, Father, truly, we are the gods today, the little g gods. And I've never told you you were the big G, the one that created the universe. You're the little g. And if you don't believe that now, when will you believe it? Because God has truly put his essence in you and I. He breathed the breath of life in you, so you have his essence, so you're something like a god or other. And Romana fashioned you and molded you and created you and sculptured you. So you have been made with fine hands of a god. And if you're not a god today, I don't know when will you be a god. So for those who think that Oprah is blaspheming because she calls herself a god, we were told to call ourselves god. And we were told the greater things that we would do. But we don't want to believe it. Why, Father? Why? Because we keep looking down on ourselves like a slave and like we can't do anything for ourselves. In that great getting up morning, we got to get up and call ourselves the gods and live and function like the gods. We've got to call things that be not into existence. And we've got to take dominion over this world. God said that we should subdue this world and take dominion. Who but a God subdues anything? Nothing but a God can subdue this earth and make it into something that it's not. So you gods, you're God, little children, and you've overcome them. Now rise up, you gods. Women, rise up and call yourself the goddess that you should be. Stand beside your man, who is a god as well. Now, if God has fashioned himself and created you and you are from his substance, you are chip off the old block. So you are small g with the little g, full of wisdom with the big head. Now, enough said about destroying our sister's character. Enough said about demoralizing her. Lift her up where she belongs. Lift her up. Some of the white folks do. Now, why can't you do the same thing and lift her up and admonish her And if she is slow to growth, pray for her and strengthen her. If she's wrong about the homosexual, you think she needs to be straightened out, pray for her. But she has a right to her opinion. You don't have a right to character assassinate her. And as we stand today, Father, I pray that at the sound of my voice, every household will look at the fact that we've got a black woman that's a household word that everyone in every nation knows about. I don't think that there is any other woman that has done as much as Oprah has done. I say, God bless her. I say, God bless her. And to God, Oprah, be the glory. Because I know that there's a God within her to have used her in a manner that she's been used. If she's not the God, then who? Is there another God to come that we should see? Then when will he come? When will he come and catch us in the air? No, God didn't tell you to look for him in the air. He said to find the Godhead in you and I and in us. We are the only gods that we are going to see. And if you want to see another Malcolm, look in the eyes of your children. If you want to see another Martin, find them in the eyes of your infants. If you want to see another God, find them in the eyes of your woman and your black man. Find them in the eyes, because there is not another to come. Now, who do the people say that I am? Who do the people say Oprah is? Who do the people say that they are? Well, you preach and you say you're something like a God. That's right. The people probably say she thinks she's a God, and that's what God wants you to think. And you're not blaspheming. It's blaspheming when you put up a blue-eyed, blonde-haired Jesus on the wall and denounce your own very black, kinky hair and hate your very own self. That's blaspheming. Now, let's get something straight here. When you come in this room, I'm going to address you as the little G's with the big head full of wisdom. And because you have come into new consciousness, you ought to know that. So quit fooling yourself. If you're still in these churches thinking you're trying to get the Holy Ghost, then you need to go to Africa, because they can show you how to get it, because they stole the concept from Africa. The only persons that get slayed in the spirit are the Africans. These church people went and took it from Africa. Then take what else the Africa had to leave you, and that's a bit of their spirit. And use it so you can be effective in this world. And stop walking around with no tools. Now, God has given you tools to be effective. He's given you the spirit. Now, get in the spirit and stay in there and be effective. And quit talking about how you're healing somebody and you're a prophet when all you're doing is pushing people down on the ground. People need to get up. And when they get up, they need to heal themselves. I don't know about you, saints, but we're going to have to get this thing together. And we got to get it together real quick, because we're not going anywhere fast. We are too busy destroying ourselves rather than look at the fact that God has already come and he sent us the deliverer and we don't even know it. Get yourself together. Queens, get yourself together. Get your house in order, because you're going to be called upon to be something like a prince or other and a priestess. So you're going to have to get yourself together. And I don't care what anybody said. You're going to have to know that you came from greatness. I will talk with you tomorrow, same time, same place. Have a good evening.
I could feel you the moment that you walked into the room. I felt too much too soon. Oh, baby, oh, I can't help myself. Something draws me to you. How in just a moment's time can all of me pursue you?
Now, for those of you who have come in this room to get the information to advance yourself, I hope you are growing up under my tutelage. I hope you're advancing. And if you feel that this is too much for you, you can push away from some of it until you're ready. But by all means, we're trying to grow you up and to press you forward, because the old man needs to be killed every day. You're going to have to kill the flesh, and you're going to have to become pure spirit. And yes, it's a little difficult when you push against the prick. I know it hurts, because you are forcing the real God to come forward. The only way God can come forward in you is you are going to have to be pressed against something. And that means pressed against the things that you have never believed in and never fancied to be. Yes, you have to get yourself in position to become God. All of us will not become gods overnight. It takes a bit of work, and it takes a bit of a challenge. And if you're ready for the challenge and you're up for it, pick up your cross. Like Jesus said, pick up your cross, because you're going to have to carry that cross, and it is a burden to carry, I know. But he carried it as an example to tell you what you had to look forward to. And I don't know which Jesus you're talking about that's coming back. He told Mary Magdalene to go and tell him that he had risen. Now, the question is, did Jesus die first, or did he get raised before he died? Now, to my knowledge, the only resurrection has already come. And when he came back on this earth, he left his spirit here in all of us. We're the ones that have to rise up and be resurrected. He's already been resurrected, and when he came here, he left his spirit with us. So why don't you go ahead and resurrect and grow in wisdom and grace, and know that there's nothing that's going to part the sky to come back and get you. This world will never come to an end. God said he will never destroy this world with a flood again. You are looking at the worstest time in the world that there ever is. This system is on its way out. That is how the world is going to end. We're taking the whole system of concept out, the new system, and the concept is being ushered in, and you ought to brace yourself for it. And the things I'm telling you is a part of the new system. So embrace the unknown and capture the new concept of understanding that we will be placed here on this earth to subdue it and call ourselves God. And those who don't like it, you stay in your position and you stay stuck as a stumbling block, but get out of my way. If you want to be a part of the solution, you have to get in the mix or get out of the way. And that's all I have to say on the subject. Have a great evening. And I want you to know that we are going to press forward the Godheads in this room. Like it or not, we're pushing those Godheads forward, and this is where you can come and get your tutelage how to become the little G with the big head full of wisdom. Have a good evening. In my mind, we were meant to be. I was there.